Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, I need your input. I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
Yesterday, at about 7:58, I got a call, right?
Okay.
Got a call from an unknown number. I mean, I answer all numbers, I've got no problem. But I can't hear this person on the line. The line is horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So the first thing I hear is, hi, this is Garrick. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the line cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then he calls again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't hear him at all. I can't even hear anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Then I call him back.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't hear him. Maybe I called him 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, okay. Then, you know, whenever you can't hear a person, they go, can you hear me? You always hear that.
Of course.
Like, yes, I can. Then I can't. Yeah. Anyway, he says, I'll text you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. Hi, I'm like, man, the text just goes hi. I'm like, what am I going to do with the hi? I call him back.
Determined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I hear this guy says, hey, you owe me 3,500 rand. So I'm like, okay, yeah. What is it for?
Mm.
Then he goes on, but I can't hear him.
Yeah.
And then the line comes back and he says, so please pay before I come there or I send my people over.
Oh, wow.
That was enough. Okay, I'm like, you found the right guy. You found the right guy. You found the right guy. Now, let me break down to you. Let me tell you what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady. Her name is Vanessa, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't deal with contractors directly. For example, all of my other properties, mm-hmm. Vanessa will do the things. And then what Vanessa will do is she'll send me the invoices and then I'll pay.
Yeah.
Right? So there was one job. It was a deck by the pool in this other property that we needed done.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the guys to pressure hose the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a, it's not a varnish, but it's like an oil that you treat the wood with, right?
Yeah.
So they did that. And then while they were doing it, Vanessa emailed me because I was overseas. She said, hey, they found that one of the poles is rotten. So we need to replace it.
Yeah.
It's going to cost 3,500 rand. I said, cool, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd already paid these guys for the job because they sent me an invoice, right? So I said, go ahead, do it. Now, since then, Vanessa's never sent me the invoice. I don't know if she forgot. I don't know, right? Because I remember now when this guy thought, when I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
So yesterday, when this guy called me, he says, yay, Gizele Otoji, just that part.
Yeah.
Then he starts texting now, right?
Yeah. So,
gives me now, hey, what are you talking about?
Mm.
I said, no, you need to speak to Vanessa. You would have heard if you're listening to me. I'm like, bro, I couldn't hear you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I said, Ati, yes, but the thing is, you're so high and mighty, we can't deal with you directly.
Oh,
wow.
This is all on text. All on text.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm like, hey, my daughter.
How about you?
Anyway, so I respond back. He's like, where's your invoice?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, invoice Vanessa. Ganji.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the one hand, he's 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
If he's owed money, he needs to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
There's no two ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, attitude, Domlungu.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So,
no.
I'm going to pay them.
Yeah.
But I need your advice.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? You know what I was thinking of doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of hiring all his employees and taking his business away. I'm serious.
For 3,000 rand.
No, I'll hire all of his employees and then I'll take the guys and I'll buy them the equipment they need and I'll tell him,
no.
So is that
no, man. Don't do that.
Wait, how much do you owe him again?
3,500.
No, we need to chat with Vanessa. That's where you need to start because she brought these problems onto you.
Yeah, I agree.
Vanessa forgot and Vanessa needs to apologize.
That's but she's not the one who swore at me. Why should Vanessa apologize?
No, because Vanessa, she caused this. I mean, there was invoice. Frustration.
Yeah.
The guy, it's his money. As small as it is, it's his money.
But at the same time, I kind of agree with Cesar in the sense that if you're going to come for me for 3,500, what more when I owe you 350,000?
No. I mean, I don't mind coming for me. You see, they're coming for me, I don't mind. The attitude is what I mind.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. So if you're going to have an attitude for 3,500 rand, what are you doing to those who are owing you a lot more money? So for me, it's all in the attitude. There's no need to have an attitude when somebody owes you. as he says, you're so high and mighty. I would assume that someone you think is so high and mighty does not have time to deal with such little things. So why do you have an attitude towards me? Just say, listen, we did the job. You probably forgot because you're busy. But can we just remind you of this outstanding payment? It's as simple as that. But you've already come in with your inferiority complex and you're trying to make your problems mine. Don't do that.
No, but even a lot of money is relative. 3,500 can be a lot of money, but
especially to a small contractor,
and it's his money. So for me, it's unfortunate that he had an attitude. But nevertheless, if it's been long and he's been pursuing this 3,500,
it's been about. So they finished the job 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but it does.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Mina, I agree with Pundo. The money is owed. He's entitled to his money. Tell me how to get back at him. I really want to employ his employees, guys. No.
Just pay him the money and let it go.
Bigger person.
Yeah, just let it go.
Bigger person was Shona.
You shouldn't be doing it. Also, you shouldn't be dealing with these things. Don't you have other things to do, like other people to
but
pay
that's
back?
That's why Vanessa is there.
Don't you have other people to owe money?
Yes,
to,
Vanessa.
I mean, I'm saying focus on paying us. Pay back the money and let it go.
I have a better idea.
Which one? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. Okay. Hey. Let me know. How do I deal with this one, please?
Hire them, Caesar. Hire them. Show him that you are high and mighty. Show him your might.
Hey, Vantin. Caesar, you spend so much time in America, so penduku 50 cent. Aibo. Musku yenza lento. Kunba no Vanessa, kusendele invoice ubhadale lo muntu. Ungabu 50 cent. Siyacela tu. Please.
So let me tell you why I was thinking this route of hiring his employees is a better one. First of all, these guys are all black, the guys that work there. Uh-huh. Those are guys that did the work. He didn't even set foot on site. I know because the guy spoke to me, right? So the guys obviously only work for him because he's got the resources.
And they have the expertise.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe he provides the tools, provides a vehicle. I can give him all of that.
So, on a positive note, actually, you probably would be helping them because you are helping them start a business in which they already have their expertise. They just don't have the equipment.
Mm.
So maybe.
Some shine for the next 2 years. Let's let the client one by one. One by one.
Morning, Caesar. Just to show him how high and mighty you really are, hire those guys, buy the equipment, like take the job from him. NJ, period.
Yeah, bro.
You remind me of what 50 Cent would do. That's next level type of pettiness, and I definitely support you. As in, collapse that business once and for all. Empower our people.
Caesar, I'm going to tell you all at 100 rand every day. Thank you, Caesar. Bye.
No, man. You must pay the guy his full money.
These are the reparations that we speak about. Please do us. Do yourself and us this favor. Be petty and go ahead and hire those people and collapse that man's business. Yes, these are the reparations that we wanted. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to do it. Hey, I'm going to do it.
Mina, I think. Nzama 10 cents, the 3,005. Choli van, ihambi, so to get police abantu for the delay. But here's your money.
Please, just buy the business. I will be a shareholder because clearly he's busy. Let's get him out. Let's buy him out. Let's not just take the employees. Let's buy him out of his business and make sure that we get his clients. And yeah.
No.
Please let me know how we acquire this business because I want to invest.
I don't like that idea. Let me tell you why. Because then he gets to financially benefit. I can literally take the workforce for free. That I can do. I can give these guys cars today. I got 2 buckies they can use. And then I'll buy them the compressors that they need. I'll buy them all the tools. They've got the expertise. And I'll even give them the operating capital. That's a lot better. Then they get to run their own thing. He suffers because he gets 0 cents. And then we can just start taking clients one by one. Because they've all got a relationship with the clients. He's not on site, remember?
You are me. I am Miss Patty LaBelle. Caesar, you have the resources. Tenga, batengele yonke equipment, including the baki. Those people know the clients. Those people are the only, they are the ones who get to interact with the client. Tata lao ma custom. Niga lao batlavo. Ama resources of sevenza. Ni munyu la ma client. Akbo nege manje. Mega kulma ngawe at your high and mighty. Aba zuguti, you are G-O-D.
Say less. I have got my answer.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.